The news, well, it broke last night. Of course, we'll see how much the media actually covers what happened as far as the Michelle Fields, Corey Lewandowski saga. That's what it's been. It's been like a soap opera. All right, it's been a soap opera. But last night, it was kind of late breaking. I was done with the program. I think it happened around. It got leaked. I think about 5 my time. Figure 5-6 my time. That's, I don't know, 8-9 o'clock on the East Coast. It got leaked. Now there's going to be a press conference from the prosecutor, and he'll be talking to the press today. But what happened? I got all my little notes. Make sure everything is tidy. So the Palm Beach prosecutor David Arnberg came out and said, "Listen." Listen, we have a higher standard to go forward with a prosecution, all right? We have a higher standard. As it pertains to the police, they have a, quote, low probable cause, unquote. Now, this is from the prosecutor. And, of course, this is what everybody who didn't have any skin in the game said about this incident. Remember, the only reason it became what it became is you had anti-Trump people pushing this story. You had Ben Shapiro, just a real low life. Seriously, a real low life. You had Jamie Weinstein, who is the boyfriend of Michelle Fields. Another low life. I mean, they are the bottom feeders in the Washington, I don't even want to say press, because they're not press. You know, they're Jamie Weinstein is the product of a rich connected dad, so he's nothing more than a trust fund baby. And of course, he's a sugar daddy to this Michelle Fields. Have you ever seen Jamie Weinstein? Seriously, have you ever seen this kid? You know, Michelle Fields. You know, this is somebody that has been running around in Washington, climbing onto wherever she can to try to make a name for herself. Wherever. She hooked up with Weinstein because he's got the daddy, he's got connections. I mean, They're the equivalent of ambulance chasers. Shapiro has a seat. It's financed by anti-Trump people. I mean, again, this was all politically motivated. All politically motivated. Very start. It was politically motivated. And if the people from Weinstein to Trump, Lewandowski, if these people were not involved, you would never heard of this. It would never have made the front page of newspapers around this country. Is violence, and violence that Trump not only promotes, he facilitates, he encourages. And that's from the rallies, campaign man. I mean, it was a narrative. And as you see, with every incident, it was a situation that was provoked. That was set up. I mean, let's face it, the Michelle Fields situation was something that was manufactured. When you watch that video, it was a manufactured situation. It was kind of like the video of the photographer getting chokeslammed by the service. The photographer was supposed to be in the plan that we live in now. This is the environment that Obama has created. He has created this environment where there are no consequences for your actions. There is absolutely no consequences for your actions. You can attack police officers. You can attack school teachers. You can attack. You can be the aggressor. And when that doesn't work out too good for you, somehow it's the person who is being attacked, it's their fault. It was never like that before. It was never, ever like that before. But Obama and the Obama generation have created this. So you have Michelle Fields going and weaving, you know, dodging, going for a candidate. Okay? Going for a candidate. Moving in on a candidate. Getting in between the Secret Service. Getting in between the candidate and the Secret Service. And she got pulled out of the way. She didn't get yanked to the ground. She got pulled out of the way. That's it. That is it. People who didn't have skin in the game that video and said, what's the problem? Where was the crime? What is this girl talking about? Other women. I mean, you had other women. Of course, men. Of course, men reporters were to say, wait a minute. You call that assault? Call that battery? Are you kidding? And of course, people at skin in the game dismiss that because it was men saying this. But there were women who were also saying this. And I'm not talking about Essie Cups or the Katie Pavlitches. Remember, they have skin in the game. They're anti-Trump. They despise Trump. They're not Trump supporters. This was a way to attack Trump. This was a way to create a narrative that Trump and his entire organization hate women. It shouldn't be called the Trump campaign. It should be called the He-Man Woman Hater campaign. Clearly, you had 16 women. I mean, you had more, but you had 16 women writing a letter. It was called Female Media Members Ask Trump Campaign to Fire Corey Lewandowski. Inexcusable, unprofessional behavior, a campaign manager. I want to be a reporter, not a female reporter. I don't want to be a female media member. So that means I got an elbow. That means I got a kick. If that means I got to get my hands dirty to get an interview or get to the front of the line to ask a question, that's what I'm going to do. I'm not going to cry if I get pushed out of the way. I'm not going to cry if I yell that. Again, Obama has created this bizarre victim culture. And then you have women, and I don't want to bash on men, but then you have women that have created this bizarre feminism, equal rights, but only when it benefits us, and then we play the victim when it. I mean, seriously, you have women saying equal rights, equal pay, equal everything. We equal. And then in a situation like this, the same women that you hear constantly, I mean, all of these women, if you think about it, all these women that are on this list, Essie Cups, Meghan McCain, Katie Pavlich, their whole gimmick is they're conservatives. They're Republican conservative women who like guns. A lot of these women you see on the cover of their books when they got a gun, or you see them at a shooting range. They're tough. They're strong women. You're not going to tell them what to do. You're not going to stop them. They're the new breed. And what happens? Pulled out of the way at a press conference, and all of a sudden, it's, oh my God, how could you put your hands on a woman like that? You pulled her. This is so wrong. This is inexcusable. What? Yeah, aren't these the girls that fire assault weapons? Aren't these the girls that, look at me, I'm strong. And here they are weaving in and out of Secret Service. They're trying to get the story, and they get pulled. They literally just get pulled. That's all. Not thrown to the ground. Not assaulted. When a prosecutor looks at a tape, and other people in the prosecutor's office look at a tape, and they put all the information together, and unanimously everybody goes, there's no battery here. This is a reporter. This is a squirmish. This is what happens. This is part of being a reporter. And then somebody goes, you know, this is all political. Take a look at the people involved. Go online. Take a look at the day. David Arnberg said, this is ridiculous. This is ridiculous. Absolutely ridiculous. And they dropped the charges. They have a higher standard go forward with a prosecution. And nobody in the press, nobody dared to speak up and say, this is BS. I think Piers Morgan was one of the only, I know, Piers Morgan was one of the only people that said, this is BS. Greta Van Susteren's the other one. Greta, who was one of those women that came out and said, hey, man. Well, she didn't say, hey, man. She's a lawyer. But I'm just paraphrasing. She said, listen, see, it was better. I've been doing this. I've been a journalist. I've been a lawyer. I've been in a field dominated by men for many, many years. And I have fought to be where I am. I have fought to be in a position that I'm in. I fought to be on the front lines. I've kicked, I've elbowed, I've pushed through that crowd to get a question at a candidate or a CEO or somebody that's going to jail. I've been there. What happened with Michelle Fields was not battery. It was not assault. And if we're going to start down this path, it's going to hurt women like me and other journalists, other reporters. Because we will be looked at as the victim. You'll have campaign managers. You'll have people that set up press events. Saying, well, we got to be careful with this. We got to, because the women are here. Don't want to accidentally bump anyone. Who knows? Maybe we'll get brought up on assault charges. And Greta Van Susteren understood that, and she spoke out against that. She spoke out against this attack on Corey Lewandowski. Said, this is ridiculous. Yeah, you're diminishing women reporter everywhere. You're diminishing women reporters everywhere. Again, another one of these women that pose with guns and yeah, Katie Pavich guns. Every one of these women, SE Cup. If you go to SE Cup's Twitter. Her Twitter profile picture was her firing guns. And here she is talking about, the battery, and it's unprofessional. And I, Again, they all had an axe to grind. Anybody that was saying Corey Lewandowski battered Michelle Fields, assaulted Michelle Fields, had an axe to grind. That's it. Plain and simple. They had an axe to grind. They don't like Trump. They don't like Trump's campaign. Every single one of these women are never Trump women. That is a fact. That is a fact. They are never Trump women. Not one person, not one woman came out and said what Corey Lewandowski did was horrible. It was bad. It was abuse. Not one person came out and said that who was not tied to an anti-Trump some way, shape, or form. No one. Absolutely no one. Everybody on, I shouldn't say this, but I've listened to Meghan McCain before. I don't know if she's still on in LA. I think she is. The station she was on, they shuffled everything around, but I think she's still on. She's on late, but I think she's still on. She's just beyond anti-Trump. Now, I know, I get it. Some of you would say, well, Trump did say her dad wasn't a war hero. Okay, I'm with you. But she's one of those, oh, I think I'll vote for Hillary Clinton. I mean, one of those, just one of those. But Meghan McCain, SE Cup despises Trump. Despises Trump. Mary Catherine Haim, the Federalist. You know, Mary Cat despises Trump. I mean, again, all of these women despise Trump. They are part of the Never Trump movement. Now, will they be speaking out today? This will be the listen to me. All right, listen to me. They will give this story, you know, the story that says all charges are dropped because it's the standard to prosecute. it's not there. It's bunk. It's crap. There is no case. There is no criminal activity. Okay? The amount of coverage this will get on a scale of 1 to 10 will be a negative 7. Okay? It will be a negative 7. That's how much attention will be paid to Corey Lewandowski and all charges being dropped. Now, him being arrested and charged was, I don't know, 4-5 day story. Michelle Fields was on CNN. She was on Fox. She was everywhere. Everywhere. Oh, my God. Grand. Washington Post was in on it. Ben Terrace. This low life. Like I've said before, this era that where we are, as it pertains to the newspapers and magazines being just so anti rather it's a Democrat or Republican or Clinton or Trump or Sanders or, black people, Mexican people, yellow people, whatever. Newspapers and magazines and television. It was never like this before. There was always a thin veil of being legitimately in the middle. Yeah, you kind of had a feeling, but it just wasn't boom in your face. Washington Post. Seriously, the Washington Post every other day, maybe every 2 days, there's an op-ed, an editorial board op-ed. I remember when an op-ed or an editorial board op-ed, I remember when that was a big deal. I remember when a newspaper would give a big opinion. That was like a big deal. The Washington, every other day, front page, Trump's a scumbag. Every other day. And a Washington Post writer was involved in this hatchet job. This Ben Terris. He was part of the Shapiro, Fields, Weinstein, this takedown. He was involved. He was involved in this. He was involved in this hoax, in this work. He despises Trump. He was involved. A newspaper, a major newspaper. We're not talking about. We're not talking about a school paper. We're not talking about some emailer. We're talking about we're talking about Woodward and Bernstein. We're talking about Watergate. We're talking about history. They were in. They go from President of the United States being involved in break-ins and so forth and so on to a hoax. It's like the equivalent of Bigfoot, Loch Ness Monster, the Fields Monster. That's what it is. The Michelle Fields Monster, the legend of the Michelle Fields Monster. Single-handedly, she, Ben Shapiro, Jamie Weinstein, Washington Post, Ben Terris, they all conspired to destroy a man's career, Corey Lewandowski, destroy someone's political campaign, their future. And that's Donald Trump. I know people despise Donald Trump, so it's like, ha, 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 F him. Well, regardless, you still had a group of people making up a story. Making up a story. Creating a media frenzy. Trying to destroy people's livelihood, people's career, all because they don't like them. They have a they personally don't like Corey. They personally don't like Donald Trump. Like them. That's it. That's it. They don't. Ben Shapiro, if you ever look at his Twitter feed, if you go to his website, it's nothing but hatred for Donald Trump. He's obsessed. He is obsessed. Literally obsessed. Every 10 minutes, this kid. Oh, there goes Donald Trump again. He says this. Oh, what a loser. Oh, he's stupid. Oh, he's ignorant. Oh, what? Every 10 minutes, that's all he does. All he does. Besides going to colleges, community colleges, and getting into fights with with liberals. That's it. That's what he does. That's what he does. I mean, man. Just the hatred. Hatred. Imagine if these people worked this hard to go after Obama. Imagine if these people worked this hard to go after Hillary Clinton. Imagine if these people worked this hard to go after any of the Democrats. Imagine if they worked this hard in different Senate campaigns and different congressional districts. Imagine if they said, okay, let's focus on these seven senators who are vulnerable. Let's focus on these 33 congressmen and women that are vulnerable. Let's use every ounce of energy in our nasty, just filthy, grimy bodies. Let's use all of that to go after these people and bring them down so we can get a Republican, a conservative in that seat. Imagine if they did it. Imagine if the Shapiros, imagine if the 16 female media members did this. The Dana Loaches and the Katie Pavich. SC Cups. Imagine if all these people, visceral hate that they have for Trump and Corey Lewandowski and anyone associated with Trump. Beck, Levin. Remember, Mark Levin spent maybe an hour. Maybe I'm just being generous. It was just an hour that I heard on this entire subject. Trump's a thug. Corey Lewandowski's a thug. Poor Michelle Fields. What do you think he's going to say now? What's his spin going to be today? I'll tell you. Tell you what the spin is. Corey Lewandowski still put his hands on her. He still touched her. The Florida prosecutor just has other cases that are a lot more important and a lot. That's the only thing they could say. Well, he touched her. He still touched her. The tape shows he still touched her. And Corey and Donald Trump said they never touched her. They never touched her. She made it up. And whenever I hear people say that, I go, no, what they said, not assault. What they said happened was not being thrown to the floor. No. They said no one touched the no. Again, everybody with an axe to grind. Everybody with an axe to grind.
Well, he did touch her. Look, the prosecutor just didn't want to prosecute because he has
what? Real cases of people being beaten, maimed? It was nothing more than a reporter getting too close to a candidate, getting in between a candidate and a Secret Service officer. And just be literally just tugged. I mean, you watch the video. It's like, oh, let me pull you away and not fall to the ground. Just a pull. Like, oh, hold on, move. Let me move you. Move. You have to move. You have to get out of the way. The amount of energy that Mark Levin and Glenn Beck have devoted to Michelle Fields. They only devoted this much time to defeating Barack Hussein Obama or Hillary Clinton or Debbie Wasserman Schultz or Barbara Boxer or Dianne Feinstein or Mayor Bill Blasio, Jerry Brown. I mean, the list goes on and on and on. No. Instead, you're Katie Pavich's and SC Cups and Mary Catherine Hams and Dana Loesch's. They spend their time demanding that Corey Lewandowski be fired because he committed battery on a female reporter, which he didn't. Prosecutors said he did it. And think about all the heat. Think about all the heat Trump got because he said, listen, I'm not a guy's life. He didn't do anything by him. And look what happened. Look what happened. The prosecutor said there's no case. He didn't do anything. Do you understand what the prosecutor said? He said Corey Lewandowski didn't do anything wrong. That's what the prosecutor said. That's what he said. Corey Lewandowski did not do anything wrong. So here you have these women demanding Corey be fired. You have all of these media outlets spending days talking about the culture of violence. And here we are today, and a prosecutor said Corey Lewandowski did nothing wrong. So all of these demands for him to be fired, all of these demands that Donald Trump should be doing something, it's bunk. It's what Donald Trump did was right. He stood by his campaign manager. He didn't fire him. I wonder what Ted Cruz will say. I wonder what Lion Ted, LYIN apostrophe. I wonder what he will say. What will he say today? What will John Kasich say today? Remember, John Kasich said Corey Lewandowski should be fired. Will the press go back to them and ask for comments? They were very quick to go to them and say, what are your comments? What do you think should happen? And they were quick to say, oh, Trump should fire him. Trump should fire him. If it was me, I would fire him. Now the press should go back and say, well, the prosecutor said that there was no case. The prosecutor said he didn't do anything wrong. That's what it means. Listen, that's what it means. Regardless of Shapiro and Weinstein and Fields, the prosecutor said there is no case. If there is no case, Corey Lewandowski did nothing wrong. He moved a reporter out of the way of a presidential candidate. He moved a reporter who was between a Secret Service man and a presidential candidate. He moved a reporter who was already told by a Secret Service agent to back off. Corey Lewandowski did nothing wrong. The prosecutor in Palm Beach County, David Arnberg, said we have a higher standard to go forward with a prosecution. This did not meet the standard for which the Palm Beach County state attorney would prosecute someone, which means Corey Lewandowski didn't do anything wrong. What is Ted Cruz going to say? What is John Kasich going to say? We know what Mark Levin will say. Of course we know. We know what Glenn Beck will say. What are the two other presidential candidates going to say? They were quick to convict Corey Lewandowski. They were quick. Because ultimately, that's what he did. By saying Donald Trump should fire him. Donald Trump should ruin his life. He ought to do it right now. Ultimately, they're saying forget a trial, and just send that person to the election. I mean, what does that say about judgment? What does that say about temperament as far as being commander-in-chief? Before you know all the facts, before all the information, you say, oh, get rid of them. Oh, forget about it. They're done. For female media, because SE Cup said so? Really? Because Katie Pavich said so? Because Dana Loesch said so? That's what you're supposed to do? Because Megyn Kelly said so? I mean, there's another one. There's another one. Megyn Kelly, you know what she tweeted yesterday? I mean, I was shocked. I was shocked. Megyn Kelly. This is supposed to be a Republican. She's supposed to be part of our team. Remember what I've said. MSNBC, NBC, ABC, they wouldn't do this. You would never, ever, 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 ever see Lawrence O'Donnell and Rachel Maddow attacking Hillary Clinton. You would never see it. That's the one thing about liberals. There's unity. Okay. There's one thing about liberals. It's unity. At least as far as the media goes. As far as the pundits, as far as the network, But when it comes to Fox, it's like the inmates. It's like the patients run the asylum. Seriously, it's literally like the inmates run the prison. And so you have Megyn Kelly tweeting after the news broke yesterday that the Palm Beach prosecutor said, "Nah." Hey, remember, Megyn Kelly is supposed to be a lawyer. That just shows you how clouded, how corrupt she is as a quote unquote journalist. As a lawyer, she should have looked at this case and went, there's nothing there. Nothing happened. No crime. But she didn't. As a never Trump, as a despiser of the Trump campaign, as somebody that commiserates with the Katie Paviches and the Jesse Cup and the Dana Lushes and the Katie Havoc. She was like, "Oh yeah, there's a crime. There's." I devoted an entire hour breaking down the videotape and the criminal action. I mean, it was amazing. And she's supposed to be a lawyer. She's supposed to know law. She's supposed to have legitimately looked at it and went, there's no case here. There's no case. You got hot coffee from McDonald's and spilled it on yourself. There is no case. Are you insane? Are you insane? Are you nuts? So Megyn Kelly yesterday tweeted out at Amy Pavlich. Lewandowski tried to defame Michelle Field. In fact, video evidence showed clearly he did in fact touch her. See, now it was throwing her to the ground. Now it's defame. He defamed. And then Megyn Kelly continues at Katie Pavlich and at Michelle Fields. Michelle Fields didn't want to press charges, but the Trump campaign demanded that she file a police report. Hashtag Kelly file. She could be the next Oprah Winfrey. She went to the Trump Tower try to make up Trump. And the best part is, Trump said this a month or two ago. He said this a month or two ago to Trump and wanted him to do Megyn Kelly special. They wanted him to do Megyn Kelly special. And he said, well, what do I get out of it? How does it benefit me? It benefits you. It benefits her who bashes me. There's an abuser. And here she is yesterday going to Trump Tower. Oh, well, let's clear. I want you to be on my show. I want you to be on my show. She knows that if the ratings aren't good, toilet again. Remember, the only reason she is who she is right now because of Donald Trump. Because of this feud. Here she is showing her health. Not even Fields didn't want to press charges, but the campaign demanded that he file a police report. Demanded. day after day after day discussing that the charges were dropped. There wasn't enough evidence to get a conviction. Listen, police will take any report. You go to the police department and file police reports all the time. Siri pushed me. And that person then goes, well, I didn't mean to push them. Did you touch them? Yeah, I touched them. Okay. Of battery. Here's the definition. Unwanted touch. I mean, seriously. Unwanted touch. Unwanted touch. Simple battery. Unwanted touch. So, yeah. All I was doing was asking a question. I mean, think about it. You're there with the police. All I was doing was asking a question. Wrong. A reporter. I have a First Amendment right. All I was doing was asking a question. Look at my arm. Look at the bruise. Police officer's like, okay. So, see, what's your full name? Okay. And there's Ben Terrace, the Washington Post. He did. He grabbed her. All she was doing was standing. See how that is? Filing a police report is simple. Things happened. Like I said, a human being. Just a human. There's people involved. Police will take a report. And as the investigation starts to move, then people get called for witnesses or they take evidence or not file. Real simple. Just like these cases that have been going on with the Black Lives Matter, rather it's Michael Brown, Freddie Gray. And people get off. They get found not guilty, or they get found not enough evidence to charge. And then the federal government gets called in to launch an investigation, and then they launch an investigation, and they don't file charges. It means there's no evidence. No evidence to convict. There's no evidence somebody did something wrong. End of story. End of guarantee you. I guarantee you. Jake Tapper, Don Lemon, Wolf Blitzer, Bill O'Reilly, Sean Hannity. All of these people are not going to spend hours and hours and hours talking about Lewandowski being cleared. They're not going to do whatever they can to reverse the opinion they created in the minds of people who are being told 24 hours a day that Trump's campaign is a breeding ground for violence. Just like when they show the incidences at these rallies, things happening. Nobody ever talks about it being a George Soros-funded event. Nobody talks about the ads that are taken out in Craigslist and things of that nature, saying, hey, we'll pay you $10 or $15 to be a protester. Nobody talks about that. And you have people like Ted Cruz using the talking points of the leftist media. All of this was manufactured. This was all manufactured. Remember, all of this happened before the Wisconsin primary. The narrative of the Wisconsin primary, the narrative that week was, if Trump loses, it's over. He's done. His campaign's finished. You remember that, right? You remember that. A week and a half going in, Trump loses. And then it started. The Heidi Cruz retweet. Oh, my God. This is, look what he did. Oh, my, he's making fun of candidate's wife. Yeah, but what about what happened with the Utah and sending out the... Oh, but that's a super PAC. That has nothing to do with Ted Cruz. Ted Cruz had nothing to do with that. We're not going to talk about that. Ted Cruz had nothing to do with that. Let's just talk about the retweet that Donald Trump did on the Heidi Cruz. Blah, blah, blah. He hates women. And women hates women. He hates strong women. He hates men. Blah. And then you had the Corey Lewandowski. Look what he did. Look what he did. He abused her. He pulled her to the ground. He's going to be arrested. He got arrested. Blah. Donald Trump wants to put women in jail for having abortions. Look what he said. He said they should be part of the nation. He's got to do that. That was the narrative that was created. That's the narrative that was created. Going to Wisconsin and the confused, self-hating homosexual Tim Miller dumping millions and millions and millions of dollars in a Stop Trump campaign super PAC. And at the end of the day, what happens? Trump loses. The narrative is he's done. It's over. And here we are. Trump is up in New York by 30, 40 points. He's up in Pennsylvania, 20, 25 points. The East Coast, he's possibly looking at a clean sweep, picking up anywhere between 1 and 2 million more popular votes than Ted Cruz. Coming out of the East Coast being possibly up 4 million votes. That's why the narrative was created. That's why the Michelle Fields narrative was created. That's why all of what you heard, what you saw, what you read was created. Because they knew going into this East Coast swing, Trump was going to be unstoppable. So let's see what happens today. Let's see the media coverage today. Let's see the newspaper coverage today. Let's see the Don Lemons. Let's see the SC Cups, the Katie Pavliches, the Dana Loesches, the SC Cups, the Mary Catherine Hames. Let's see what they all have to